We've moved a Loveline up from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. instead of 10 p.m. to midnight. So a lot of big changes. And joining me to talk about the changes and actually to talk about Loveline is the host of Loveline, Dr. Drew Pinsky. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Good morning, Kurt. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on. I know this is you're a busy guy. I don't know how you find time in a day to even call a radio station, but thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and I tell people a couple things as far as my schedule goes. One is I've been raising triplets for the last 18 years, and now they're all away at college, and that opened up a huge swath of time for me, number one. And number two, people need to understand that compared to practicing medicine, I'm on a vacation.
Yes, exactly. You are a busy guy. You've been doing this for years, so not having triplets in the house is probably helpful. Like I just said, Dr. Drew, we moved Loveline from 10 p.m. To midnight up to its old time slot, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we're now simulcasting on 106.7 FM. So you and Psycho Mike are reaching an even larger amount of twisted and deranged people here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, not only is it being Psycho Mike now, but we've added a new cast member. We have Simone Bien, who's a British, really talented sex and relationship therapist. And much to our surprise, having a female perspective has really broadened the horizons of the show. And so we're very excited about it. I was just thinking last night, I don't know if anybody heard the show that's listening this morning, but it's become really the fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm engaged 100% of the time, and a lot of it we're fighting. A lot of it is male-female conflicts, but I learn something every night, so it really has evolved to a new level.
You know, I really like hearing the female voice on the program, and I kind of, because it was on 10 p.m. to midnight, and I do a morning show, it's kind of tough for me to catch the program when it was on that late. But I did hear it last night, and I thought maybe Simone was just kind of a guest. I didn't think that she was a full-time member of the show, so that's cool to hear.
She is a new member of the team, and so the three of us are talking the calls. And then what we're going to do, starting tonight, we're going to begin weaving celebrity guests back in the show. So Tom Green joins us tonight.
Nice.
Jeffrey Ross
okay.
Comes in tomorrow night. And so we'll get a load of how guests fit into the mix. I think it's going to be great. It really is sort of Loveline 3.0. It's good.
Perfect time to be doing this with all the changes that we have here at WTDY. You're one of the hardest working men in show business, as I just said. How many things do you have on your plate right now aside from Loveline?
Well, I do an HLN show that's 6 to 9, and I'm very proud of that show. That's a little bit fun. It's closest thing to radio that I do on television. And radio is my passion. I mean, it's the ultimate medium of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a television show that gives me that kind of contact with the audience is very, very exciting to me. At 3 o'clock in the afternoons, I have a show on the CW called Life Changers. And then we're going to do another season of Celebrity Rehab, and then Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant continue to chug along and do their work.
Busy guy. Dr. Drew Pinsky from Loveline joins me this morning. You kind of answered this. I had this question written down. Loveline has been on the air since 1984. You've been the host of the program the whole time. How do you keep interested in what you do? I know adding Psycho Mike and Simone,
yeah,
I'm sure, has helped.
No,
but
that is a great question. And not enough that shows you're a great interviewer. Not enough people ask me that question because there should be something wrong with me. The fact that after 30 years, I like going in there and interacting. I love the medium. I love the callers. I love I always said you could ask me the same question all night long, but if there's somebody on the other end of the line for whom this is an important question, I'm in. I'm engaged. And there may be something wrong with me, let's be fair. but it's true. I actually started in 83. In fact, funny you would bring up 83 because this New Year's is the first New Year's I can remember since 1984, rather, that fell on a Sunday.
Yes.
The second fell on a Sunday. Because I remember fighting through the Rose Parade nonsense. It must have been the second on a Sunday that year, because I remember fighting on a Sunday through the Rose Parade crowd to get to Loveline when it turned 1984. But in any event, they reminded me of that early years of the radio program. And yes, indeed, I'm still interested in these calls. I'm still loving the environment. And either it is something compelling and magical about the environment that's always been there, or in fact, there's something wrong with me.
You know, you talk about you live in Pasadena and the Rose Parade and the Rose Bowl. The UW Badgers are actually in the Rose Bowl this year. So you may be fighting through a bunch of Wisconsinites to get to work that night.
Yeah, absolutely true. If that's right. And by the way, the last time Wisconsin was here was against UCLA, and my wife is a Bruin. We went to the Rose Bowl, which, by the way, that day was entirely red. The entire stadium was red. Mm-hmm. There was no blue. And that was the year, if you remember, there was a lot of counterfeit tickets and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was, and the Wisconsinites could not have been more gracious and lovely. And, you know, I look forward to them visiting our city. They were really some of the nicest people I've ever met. So we welcome back, and well done over Michigan State. I thought Michigan State was an underrated foe that gave you a tough time.
So you get a lot of young folks calling the show each night. What do you find to be the most shocking thing about the kids of today? Is there any one thing that makes you scratch your head and question the future of mankind?
That's about every 20 minutes for the last 30 years that's been happening. But I guess today the thing, you know, it's always interesting to, you know, reflect on the difference of what I'm interacting, what I'm hearing as compared to years ago. And I'd say there's two things that jump out at me. One is, I never imagined when I started the first 15 years of doing this, I never imagined I would, in fact, I thought we were done with this. I never imagined I'd be talking to young people coming back from war.
Mm-hmm.
That was not something I figured on. That was number one. And then number two, the other thing that, again, jumps off the page these days is how the internet is sort of amplifying a lot of mental health issues.
Sure.
It really is putting everything on crack. Everything that was about to happen to somebody now happens.
I know it's completely perverted me. I know that, Dr. Drew, so I can attest that the internet's changed everything.
I appreciate you being so honest in front of your audience. I know we were going to reflect, you and I were going to talk later about this, and we're going to make some referrals, and we want you to stay on the air as long as possible.
Yes.
You won't have to take time off and go to a rehab center, but we'll talk about it.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk about the rest of that off the air.
Right.
Dr. Drew is, of course, the host of Love Line, which airs here on 106.7 FM and 1670 AM WTDY, weeknights 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You've been married for 20 years. What is the secret to a long marriage? I just hit the five-year mark, and things are good, but it always amazes me when I see people that have been married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. What's the secret to your marriage?
And let me tell you, I feel I am grateful. This is going to sound ridiculous, but I'm grateful every day. It's not like I'm clinging to my marriage. I couldn't be happier. I think the one thing is you've got to be so thoroughly committed. You've got to together be committed to forming a life together that you value and you value the same way. So things like fighting and being right or having time, whatever it is that upsets you in the moment, can only shrink behind the importance of what you're creating together, the life you create together. That's sort of one thing I've noticed. And having a family is a big, big part of that,
mm-hmm.
having kids and stuff. Because I'm like daily more and more enraptured with my wife. But number two, you got to really be into that person at the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, you better be sure it's somebody you are really, really into. And I think people, they compromise or I don't know what it is. I've been into my wife the same way since I first laid eyes on her the way I am today. And that kind of passion, while dangerous, mind you, if you mm-hmm. have a trauma background, if you have a traumatic background, I'm not recommending this to you because you will tend to be that way with people that will re-traumatize you.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a trauma background, that kind of passion can be really renewing and sustain a relationship.
Dr. Drew, I've read that you're an opera singer. I just read this yesterday that you were originally torn between practicing medicine and singing. I had no idea. What made you want to choose medicine?
Well, I think saying that I was an, quote, opera singer is overstating my talent. for about 5 minutes, I contemplated that might be my career. Here's what maybe choose medicine. I'm a horrible musician, and I'm sane. So that's why
you chose medicine?
I'm a much better physician than I am singer, and I was able, I had enough self-awareness to realize that in time. I have a son now that's a very accomplished musician and singer, so he's finishing that quest.
Well, can you sing a little for us, Dr. Drew?
No.
Oh,
Kurt, nice try, Kurt. Nice try. Someday, maybe.
I thought I could get you to sing a verse.
Engineer Anderson has some footage of me singing some stuff on TV. He'll send it to you.
Okay, sounds good. Drew, I know you're a busy guy. I'll let you go, but thanks for what you do and the service you provide. And listening to Loveline honestly makes me feel better about my own problems. I realize I'm not as screwed up as some people, and so it helps me feel a little bit more normal. I really enjoy the program.
And that speaks volumes, Kurt. I mean, after all, you. I'm just saying.
But, exactly.
But seriously, people will learn listening to Loveline. And now with the addition of Simone, the dynamic is such that I'm learning. And that means that people should expect to learn a ton every night whenever they tune in.
It is truly educational. It's not only entertaining, yep. It is educational. So
that's the goal. That is the goal. That's the goal in everything I do. That's the goal in everything I do. I'm trying to make positive change. And Loveline has always been right at the core of that.
All right, love it. Dr. Drew, we'll be tuning in more often now that you're on earlier here on WTDY, and we'll chat with you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Drew Pinsky, the host of Loveline, along with Psycho Mike, and Simone is a new member of the team as well. New time slot for Loveline. It's moved from 10 to midnight up to 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and now the new show Nick and Artie is on 9 to midnight, and that is a live program. So check it out. A lot of changes here at 106.7 FM and 1670 AM WTDY, and we'll chat about more of that coming up next. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Forward.